Good morning and welcome to our family service, people in the room and people worshiping with us from elsewhere online. Our first lesson today is taken from Exodus 20 because we're talking about the Ten Commandments, and Exodus 20 is one of the places where the Ten Commandments are. This is the first commandment with the preamble. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before my face. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, nor any likeness of what is in the heavens above, or what is in the earth beneath, or what is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me, and doing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Amen. Our next lesson is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. And one of the scribes came, having heard them disputing, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God out of your whole heart, and out of your whole soul, and out of your whole mind, and out of your whole strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well spoken, teacher. You have said the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him out of the whole heart, and out of the whole understanding, and out of the whole soul, and out of the whole strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifice. And Jesus, seeing him, that he had answered mindfully, said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. Amen. Reading further from the teachings for the new church, first from True Christian Religion. In the natural or literal sense of the first commandment, it means that no one is to be loved above all except God, nor anything except what comes from God. Anyone or anything which is loved above all is, to the lover, God and divine. For instance, if anyone loves himself or the world above all else, then he or the world is his own God. This is why such people do not in their hearts acknowledge any God. And reading further from Apocalypse Explained, to the extent we remove evils because they are sins, goodness flows in, and we are able to do good from then on. Although we are not doing it on our own, it is being done by the Lord. To the extent we do not worship other gods, which also means not loving ourselves or the things of the world more than everything else, to that extent, the acknowledgement of God flows in from the Lord. So then we worship God, not from ourselves, but from the Lord. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. I would guess that you know what the first commandment is. You shall have no other gods before my face. I would guess that you also know what the two great commandments are, the short version being, love the Lord and love your neighbor. You may even have memorized those things as recitations. However, even though you know those commandments and you know how important they are, I would also not be surprised if you have not consciously thought about them very often. Some of the other commandments are more obvious in how we bump up against them. You shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, or don't lie. Those things are a little easier for other people to notice and for us to even notice ourselves doing them. But when was the last time you caught yourself having other gods before the Lord's face? Is that something you've ever done? Or when was the last time you were in a situation and you thought, I need to be loving the Lord with more of my whole heart here, or my whole soul? Have you thought that way before? Or has that not really ever crossed your mind? If it's the case that you haven't done that very often, or maybe ever, well then, September 2025 is your opportunity. This whole school year, we will be studying and trying to live according to the Ten Commandments. Each month, we'll focus on a different commandment, and in September, we're focusing on the first commandment. And there are good reasons why this is the first commandment, before all the rest of them, because the impact of keeping this commandment can have a huge benefit on our relationship with the Lord and our relationship with other people. And really, it informs how we keep all the rest of the commandments. But, of course, just knowing the commandment doesn't make the difference. So let's get into how we can actually work on doing that, how we can keep it. The literal wording of this commandment is, "You shall have no other gods before my face," or faces is the plural is in Hebrew. And this can mean, you know, just no other gods in the Lord's presence. That's what "before my face" means literally. But it can be valuable to think, what have we put in the way of the Lord? Like maybe right now you can't see the word because of this thing in the way. What have you put in the way of seeing the Lord? When we're worshiping the Lord, it's not that the Lord has gone away. When we're worshiping other gods, I mean, it's not that the Lord has gone away, it's just that we've put other things in the way. And the way to worship the Lord again is to move things out the way that are blocking. And that really is the first step, is to first shun evils, to first stop worshiping other gods, and then we'll see the Lord our God. This is the principle in the teachings of the new church. If you want the good thing, first shun its opposite. And this is why so many of the Ten Commandments are expressed as things that we should not do. Because as we work on not doing those things, then we receive the good thing. First cease to do evil, then learn to do good. As we read in our last lesson from the teachings for the new church, to the extent we do not worship other gods, to that extent the acknowledgement of God flows in from the Lord. Or in our recitation, where it says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, I will love him and manifest myself to him." We keep the commandments, then the Lord can show himself, can manifest himself to us. Now, quick side note here. It might be that even though you're sitting in church today, you're not really sure if you believe in God. First, welcome. You're not the only person who's come into this building not sure if they believe in God. Or it might be that you think you believe in God, but you're not really sure what God is like. Or maybe you really struggle to trust God. You believe that he exists, but because of bad things that have happened to you or people you love, it's really hard to believe that God is good. I would guess that there's some part of you that would like to understand God better, that would like to feel more understood by God, that would like to feel more trusting of God, that would like to be more joined together in relationship with the Lord. What these passages seem to be saying is that the way to get there is by finding things that are false gods or other gods and shunning those. And as you do that work, the Lord will give you more of that confidence, that trust, that real sight of who he is. As the Lord said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." As we work on purifying our hearts, then we can see God more clearly. So what are these gods, these other gods that might get in the way, that we might bow down to and serve instead of the Lord? The teachings of the new church can help us see that they're not just physical idols. That was a thing and is a thing for some people, to worship things made out of gold or things made out of wood. But these days, mostly it comes into other things that we treat as God. Like our one lesson said, "Anyone or anything which is loved above all is to the lover God and divine." Whatever we love most, that's what's our God. It can seem like what we believe about God is a head thing. Oh, ideas, religious ideas, philosophical ideas. But really, our relationship with God is about what we love, what we care about most. That is our God, regardless of what beliefs we think we have. What do we love most? What's our highest priority above everything else? Have you ever played that game, who would win in a fight? You know, Batman or Superman, or you know, things like that, where you sort of pit fictional characters against each other, or even real people. Who would win in a fight? Who would win in the fight within me? Doing what the Lord wants, or doing what I want whenever I want? It's going to be a good fight. So that's the thing to think about this whole month. What's your highest priority? What you want most out of life? What do you care about most? What gets you the most upset when you don't get it? And it's not just for today. Tomorrow morning, when you're at school or at work or at home, what will be on your mind? What will be bothering you or are you excited about? What's at stake? What are you working toward? All of those things give us hints about what might be our God or our multiple gods. So now let's talk about some possible false gods. These are all very popular. So let's just go through a few of them. Here's one: being the most important or the best. One of the ways you spot a false god is if it sounds like God, but it's actually being applied to us. Who is the most important and the best? The Lord. But if I want me to be the most important and the best, then that might be a false god. So we'll try to remove that one, shun that one. How about my accomplishments or my ambition, all the things I'm going to do, which might be some good things. I'm going to do all these good things. I'm going to be so good at all this stuff. That's a good thing, and many of these things are good things in their place, but if that's the highest priority, if that's the thing that matters most, that's a problem because I'm going to hurt people on my way to getting to that thing. Let's see. Doing what I want when I want. Doesn't that sound good? Don't you wish you could just do what I want when I want? No one else telling me what to do, getting to do whatever I want. That'd be good. But can you see the problems with serving this as the highest god? Other good things. Getting the things I want. Sometimes it's about what we get to do. Sometimes it's the stuff. All the cool things. The clothing, the cars, the vacations, the whatever. Whatever the technology. All the things. Fine to have. Highest priority, your God. You don't want that as your God. Let's see. Being right. That feels good. But again, it's not the best God to serve. Or my own clever ideas. There's a part in the commandment that talks about an image that we carve for ourselves. Carving our own image. These are our clever ideas. I'm so smart. I'm so clever. And me being right and me being smart, so good, but also so terrible and hellish, actually, if that's the highest goal. So we have to try to let go of those things. Now, here's an interesting one. We know that loving other people is important, but that can sometimes get twisted into being our highest goal. If making other people like me is my God, messy things will happen in my relationships. So people liking me, it's not a bad thing to want, but you don't want it as your God. Here's another one that sounds a bit like being God, knowing everything. I just want to know everything. This can lead to gossip. This can lead to arrogance about the things that we do know. Letting go of knowing everything can be a good part of humbling ourselves before the actual God who actually knows everything. Other popular ones, just relaxing. I mean, come on, can I just get some time to relax? It's a good thing, but if it's the highest goal, me relaxing is more important than anything else. Okay, I'm going to put it further down, fine. Feeling good. This is where addiction type stuff comes in. If getting that good feeling is the highest priority, again, bad things result. It's not bad to want to feel good, but if we can get it down lower, then it's healthier. And just a small one left, me getting to control everyone. Being in positions of importance so you can help people, that's fine, but just, I'm just going to control everyone, and then everything will be how it should be. Again, someone else is supposed to be in charge. And look at that, when we shun all these other gods, then we get to see the Lord. And he's so much better of a God than we are. He's so much better of a God than the hells. We don't treat ourselves well. The hells certainly don't treat ourselves well. This is someone you want to be your God. This is someone you want to believe in, to follow. and he will always help you to do better at loving, to be better at getting up again when you mess up. And this is the goal of this first commandment. Can we find the real God? Can we worship him? Can we bow down to him and serve him so that all the rest of this stuff can be in its proper place and not cause a mess? So that's the goal for this month of September, is can all of us together work hard on keeping that first commandment to have no other gods before the Lord's face? Amen.